a lot of rural Saskatchewan felt betrayed, I guess. You know, they used to have the country elevator there and the rail line there, and, you know, it was business as usual. But as I used to tell producers, because I was in those communities when we closed our elevators, and we were the last elevator to leave the community to close up because of, you know, our plans, or the railway decided for you, one or the other. It was the last thing to go in that community. You know, people blamed, you know, the elevators, all the companies, you know, for abandoning the communities, and the communities were going to die and there'd be no more town left. In most cases, and I know this from being there, there was no town even left anymore. You couldn't buy a sandwich or buy a nail in those communities anymore. Everything was gone already. And it was the elevator that was the last thing to remain as part of as any business in those communities. And I think that's what made it so difficult, was that it was the very last thing to go. I mean, people argued about the Prairie Sentinels and the, you know, all this sort of stuff. And there wasn't anything there. And it created a issue, you know, for the grain companies, because you couldn't find good people to go work there. There was nothing to do there. There was, yeah, lots of cheap houses, but there was no opportunity for family. There was no opportunity for spouses. It was just, it wasn't, you know, the best person that could have been there. It was the person that, okay, would grudgingly go. That was as big a challenge as anything that a lot of people don't understand. You know, when it comes to moving people and replacing people in a lot of these places, right? So, I mean, people want to live in a larger center where there's opportunity for everyone. You don't have to send your kids 30 miles by bus to school. So that was a challenge.